Won't you lay you down, down, down. Oh, oh, oh.
It was always a dream of mine to start my own record store. When I was working at Gem City Records, I loved it so much that I just wanted to learn every aspect of it. You know, first as a store associate, then an assistant manager, then a store manager, and a buyer, and personnel manager. And the next, you know, natural arc was, you know, owning a business. But come 2010, I mean, it was really a different game in the music industry. A lot of major music retailers closed doors. A lot of big box stores reduced their inventory for music. And so we kind of decided on a niche instead of CDs. You know, vinyl was making a comeback. So we decided to really, when we opened up the doors here, let our focus be on used and new vinyl. 60s, 70s, 80s, classic rock, R&B, jazz. It's all about nostalgia. Something that a lot of our customers and people just passing through comment on. When they first come in, they'll say something like, oh, this takes me back. Or I remember when I had this record, pointing to a specific, you know, record we may have hanging on the wall here, or some collectible, whether it's a magazine, a poster, a figurine, those things that bring to memory better times for some folks. A change, you know, from the pop mentality that you hear right now. I mean, you're not going to find a Justin Bieber record in here. I'm sorry, Justin, but not going to be found. You know, we have things that represent when music was music, you know, when it was an art and not a commodity. Putting on a record and you hear that low humming hiss, or you hear the static, the snap, crackles and pops, I mean, that is vintage. This sounds better than that cold digital music. I mean, there really is a warmth to vinyl. I mean, the old analog sound can't be beat. Dayton is doing well. There's a lot of energy pulling in new businesses, a lot of industries coming in. So Dayton's on the rebound. I believe that this is still an economically viable region, and I wouldn't want to do business anywhere else.